Welcome to Produce Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. My name is Joseph Dimoke. Thanks for tuning in today. Like we've seen in the previous episode, we need people suffice in our weaknesses, therefore are powerful influence in taking us to where we truly belong. That is why it's important that we do what we can to ensure that we are likable people. That's why it's important we ensure that we don't set ourselves against people, such that those who are supposed to like us eventually don't like us. Now, however, no doubt there are people that won't like you no matter what you do. Even if you decide to cut one of your eyes and give to them, they will never like you. They simply hate you for who you are, where you are from, and sometimes, if it's in a work environment, because of your excellence, which reveals their mediocrity. Because of your competence, which makes glaring the fact that they can't do their work. Now, at workplace, many people don't like you because you have skills they don't have, and they are full of themselves that they can't come to you to be taught. However, there are times when those that don't like you have valid reasons. You made them not like you. You see, I found that there are times we make ourselves unlikable. Okay. My focus is not to show you how to manipulate people to like you. I want to suggest major changes you can make on your own to become a likable person. Again, I want to remind you this. It's not your job to make sure everybody likes you. One of those important lessons I have to learn in the last 1 year in my life is that I'm not supposed to make everybody like me. As a matter of fact, people liking you is purely their own opinion. It's subjective. It's what they think. It's how they feel. It's what they want to do. You can do very little about people liking you. If you're a Christian, you know about Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ, as good as he was on the earth, he was not liked by everybody. As nice as he was, as good intentioned as he was on his mission on earth, as nice trying to protect people, trying to do justice and all that, people still didn't like him. They crucified him. So please, when you say you are very nice and people don't like you and you are wondering or even going mad that, what did I do? Or not the things I'm doing. They still don't like me. My guy, relax. It's not all the time that you are nice that people like you. I mean, who are you to make up everybody like him? One of the key things I have to learn from my coach is this. When I was complaining to him about that, I don't know what I did to these people. They don't like me. He said, and so, in fact, he's one of those attributes he has that he's very blunt. He said, it's not my job to make people like me. Even, do you know the people that don't like God? Now, he took time to explain stuff to me, and over the months and days, I've had to learn a few things about people liking me. And so that's what I even want to share with you. What do you do when people don't like you? I mean, how do you become a likable person? The fundamental thing I think you should bear in mind if you actually want to become a likable person is that you must truly care about other people's welfare. Yes, you must truly, mark the word truly. I have to emphasize it because in life, you find that a lot of people pretend they care about your welfare when in reality they don't care. They have their goal, they have what they want to achieve, they have ulterior motives. And the way to get to the motive, the way to get to what they want to get, the way to get what they really want from me is to pretend as though they care. It's on closer scrutiny that you find out that these people really don't care. As a matter of fact, what they are doing is that they pretend to care as their own manipulative tool. They pretend to care to just give you the impression, to disarm you, so that you quickly surrender to them and they can hurt you as much as, or they get whatever thing they want from you. However, if you really want to be a likable person, you must drop that. You must not be that kind of person. You should truly, from your heart, from the depth of your heart, care about the progress and the prosperity of other people. You see, let me tell you something. It may take time for them to establish it, but once people find out that you truly care about their progress and their good, naturally they will like you. It's just normal. You don't have to put in any special effort to do that. And people who are generally a likable person, it doesn't guarantee everybody will like you, but most people will like you. When you come to work and the cleaner understand that you care about the fact that she has a gloomy face, you are not just asking her how are you because you have to ask how are you. You ask how are you, and you pay attention to understand that this her response is not as good as it used to be, and you stop to ask her, "Madam, what's the problem?" You stop to ask her, "Madam, is everything all right?" And she's trying to dodge, and you persist. You truly care about her welfare. Therefore, what happens is that when you help her, even if it's just to counsel her, even if it's just to encourage her and advise her, what happens is that you have created in her heart that attitude or state of mind of love for you. If you do that for your boss that he has so many work to do, and you decide to offer to work extra hour, do that to your superior who is confused about a task he's doing, and you offer to give clarity. What you are doing by this is that you are making everybody like him. Please understand, the goal is not to make people like him. The goal is to live your life naturally. The goal is to care about other people. The essence of the whole thing is that to truly, from your heart, care about other people. Once you can get to that state of heart, then naturally, you'll be able to get them to like you. Of course, there are also people who have wickedness embedded in their heart. No matter what you do, they also think that, why are you trying to show us you're a good person? You know, I've seen all kinds of human beings, and sometimes I wonder, like, God, did you really create all these people? Now, the point I'm making is this. A lot of people don't pretend that they care or about other people, when in reality they are just trying to manipulate them to get the result they want. If you truly want to become a likable person, the fundamental and even the most important thing I think you should do is to really care about other people's progress, care about their welfare, and when you do this, naturally, you become a likable person. Like I said, doing that doesn't guarantee that everybody is going to like you. There is no guarantee, but you stand a very big chance of at least being able to get a large chunk of people to like you. And even when they don't like you, you go on with your life knowing for sure that you have done what you understand is reasonable to do in your situation. You have done your best and you have done your own bit in becoming a likable person. And that key thing I think you should bear in mind if you're actually working towards becoming a likable person is that you should come to the point where you have trained yourself to be able to tolerate people. You see, everyone has defects in their character, including you and myself. The truth of the matter is that some of these defects become glaring when we come close to each other. Even people who know they have defective character, they expect to be treated well. They expect people to treat them nice. If you can develop yourself, if you can culture yourself, if you can train yourself to treat people well, treat them nice even when they seem not to deserve it. What's going to happen is this. They understand that their character is faulty. They understand there is deficiency in their lifestyle. However, they will give you this single respect, knowing that though they are deficient in character, you have a superior character and superior mindset that allows you to treat them, that makes you treat them the way you should, that makes you treat them nice even though they don't deserve it, that makes you love them even though they don't deserve it. Now, there's a very important thing I think you should bear in mind here. It's not natural with human beings to treat people nice when they are treating them bad. You need to take time to culture your mind to do it. In culturing your mind, one of the key things you should bear in mind is this. Understand that you have to tolerate people. Tolerance is very important. Bear in mind the teachings of Jesus Christ, who say we should forgive those who offend us. Also, bear in mind the fact that a calm response turns away wrath. When you bear all of these things in mind and allow them to be go into the fiber of your existence, it becomes a little bit easy for you to actually treat people well even though they don't deserve it. The point I've made as I round off is this. It's not your job to make people like you. However, there are critical things you can do on your own to become a likable person, to increase your chances of being liked by a large chunk of people. And those two key things you can do is just this. Truly care for people and allow that care and love for other people to manifest in your actions to them, in your words to them, and in the way you treat them. Beyond that, you should now take a step to, as much as possible, tolerate them, accommodate them, and give allowances for their weaknesses and character flaws. Do not attack them because they deserve to be attacked, and do not treat them badly because they deserve to be treated badly. When you treat people nice, even though they know they don't deserve it, you send a message, they naturally feel like, oh, this guy is a nice person, this lady is a nice person, and naturally there is a force of attraction that exists between two of you, and that's how you become a more likable person. I encourage you to please find an article on this subject matter on Brujit.com for more detail. Thanks for being part of today's episode of Brujit Step Up, brought to you by Brujit World, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many free content when you visit Brujit.com. To get notification on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brujit World. You can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664.